CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T. Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed.
What's up? I don't know if you can hear me, but I am glitching bad.
Well, tonight's topic is disaster. And I feel like agreeing to do the podcast while you're on the road and rushing to someone else's podcast is a setup for disaster. How are you today, dear?
Listen, I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to be a man of many talents out here doing the best I can, babe. I'm struggling, but we're going to get through it. Hopefully y'all can hear me without all the glitching.
Well, you got Glitchy Kevin with y'all today. And of course, I'm Edwina. We are your hosts of the Boss Fest podcast. And I know there was not a topic shared online. But for those of you paying attention, tonight's topic is disasters. And I guess before I let Kevin really jump in there, I'm going to tell y'all where, like, he had came up with the conversation piece about
disasters. Yes, I did. And you didn't want me to use my topic, but I feel like you're probably right. It probably wasn't a good idea for me to use my topic.
This man was like, so today is 9/11, and still to this day, like, my heart goes out to those involved in that horrific disaster. I was actually, like, in high school when 9/11 happened, but
you were lying. You was in college. You was in college.
Don't do that. I said I was in high school.
You was in college.
Don't tell me where I was at.
I know where I was at, so I'm, never mind. Okay, cool.
That's not the point. The point that I want to get to about this is Kevin was going to create a disaster of the podcast itself, because what he wanted to do was create a topic that said, let's talk about what your 9/11 issue is. And I was like, I don't understand that. And what he means is like,
man, come on.
I'm messing all right, it up. Continue.
You're messing it up. You're making it sound worse.
So my brain can only process information as it's received. And I'm just telling you, I received it and this is how I heard it. But and the purpose of that was, you know, talk about what has happened to you in your life or any disasters that have happened, any turmoil or tragic things that have happened to help you or help shape the person that you are today. And I understand the message, but I couldn't get with the title. So that being said, it was a no for me.
So that's why we had, that's why we got a no title right now. We both made, she made the business decision to say, no, we ain't gonna go down that rabbit hole and find ourselves in trouble. So I defaulted and we no title today. But in the essence of the topic, you know, what is that moment in your life that, you know, made you kind of take a step back, reevaluate things, reconsider, you know, how you deal with life moving forward? I was in college during 9/11, getting ready to walk to one of my classes when those events started unfolding across the television screen. And that was definitely one of those moments where, you know, you saw a whole bunch of people who may not have had any type of, you know, similarities, had a whole bunch of difference of opinions come together in a moment to say, you know what, regardless of what's happening around us, we need to unite for this, or we need to move better. So I was just thinking about it from a sense of business or in a sense of life. Like, what were those moments in your life where you was like, man, regardless of what's happening around me, I need to take a second look at this? And we want to have this discussion with you guys today. I would put the note title up, but, you know, driving in a mini hurricane and stuff like that, you know, that ain't, and doing the camera work ain't really a smart idea.
So, I can't really remember where I was for 9/11, but I do, like, we have our first comment, so I'm just gonna read that. It says, can you build from destruction? Are there lessons when things fall apart? Is destruction really a bad thing in business? So I really love everything that comment says. I'm going to go on a personal level. So I'm going to take us on a personal journey, which I don't typically do. But I'm going to, like,
good right now.
So, because when you talk about destruction, you talk about the breakdown of someone. So what I want to say is, like, we're talking about 9/11 and whether I was in college or if I was in high school. I know my college career was cut short by having to leave college and then take care of a family member with a mental illness. And for me, that was a piece of my life that I felt like began like destruction, basically, like that happened in my life. I had a goal of what I was going to do. I was going to college and I wanted to be in the medical field. And something came in my life that completely changed that. So for people that are close to me, they understand that, like, hey, my mother struggles with mental illness. But a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of people don't know that I've taken care of her for my whole entire life, but I have. And for me, that particular moment being, you know, I was a sophomore in college when I finally had to leave and then dedicate the next, I won't even count how many years, to really take care of her before I fully understood, because mental illness in the Black community, I feel like, isn't really dissected, and it takes a lot to figure out what that really is. So there was a lot of doctor's appointments and a lot of hospital visits before I fully understood what that was. But in through that process, I didn't realize that it was breaking me down. I was, like, taking a piece of what I wanted to do with my life and really dedicating that to trying to see if, like, she could get better. And on the outcome of what that looks like, when you start putting yourself together, you're like, this isn't where I really saw myself or where I wanted to be, because I thought I was going to be in college and graduating and going on to be a doctor. And after that situation, it's like, I got to get a job. And now, you know, I didn't expect to be back in Polk County. There were just a lot of different things in my life that looked really different than where I had envisioned them because of that situation that happened. So I call that, like, almost the destruction of what I thought my dreams would be to really build them back up. Because had those things not happened, then I wouldn't have taken the path that I took or really I would have never met Kevin. Like, certain things I think may be sent to break you down, but instead they're sent to redirect you and take you on a different path. So I wanted to like kick that off and say a small little like personal journey of mine, and then like, you know, kind of take us on the path of destruction.
Listen, I hear that, because I had thought about this topic for quite some time. You know, when I'm planning the shows and I'm looking at the dates and stuff like that, I said, man, when we do this Wednesday show, it's going to co-align with the tragic events that happened with 9/11. So I was like, man, what are those events in my life where it shook me to my foundation that when it happened, I didn't know if it would be some type of way out for me or how do I move forward? And I guess I'll go personal for a second as well. And for me, it was the moment where, honestly, it was the moment when a lot of family members in my life started passing away, like very quickly behind each other. Then it kind of culminated with the murder of my older brother. And for me, you know, anybody growing up with siblings, you know, you kind of look at that older sibling, you know, that's your role model. That's the cool one, you know, especially if it's a group of boys and stuff like that. My mother had all sons. So to me, my brother was that dude to me. He was that idol to me. I wanted to be like him. I wanted to dress like him. I wanted to act like him and all those things. And when he was tragically taken away from my family, you know, he put me in a bad headspace as I was preparing to go to college and stuff of that nature. And because of that moment, I didn't know how to properly deal with what was happening around me within the college environment. To deal with that devastation that happened, like, it all bled together. I didn't care about school. I didn't care about the coursework. I didn't care about going to class. The only thing I did was I pretty much stayed intoxicated almost the whole college experience, because I just couldn't, like, even though, like, the time for when my brother was murdered, my grandma's passing, uncle's passing and stuff like that. Like, it just, stuff just kept happening. And it was just like, man, I went to this college all the way in Iowa to try to escape my quote unquote pain. But my pain followed me there. It caused me to get kicked out of college. I had to come back home, and I didn't know where my life was going to go. So, you know, as me and Edwina both talking about these devastating moments, what I can say is that there was something waiting for me, better for me, in the midst of that devastation. Because it's no way in heck I would have ever assumed that, you know, the woman that I would end up meeting and marrying and having kids with and stuff like that would allow for me to move on from certain tragedies without announcing me. Like, the day that my brother was murdered is the day that my wife was born. So instead of celebrating his death, the day of his death, I celebrate the life, the day of her life. So it's just those things like that, you know, as I process, you know, those devastating moments, like, how did it really shape me? For a while, it was tearing me the hell up. Like, I didn't know what to do with my life, but you got to keep moving through it. So that's my personal thing. Libbing this up a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you went on and it was like very, I tried to like make my little like sad personal thing really quick and you was like,
mine was short.
It wasn't short.
Whatever. See, that's why I can't focus on no devastation, because this, never mind.
You was going to call me on my name? This what?
This MF.
So there was a couple comments that happened. It said your destruction turned into redirection, powerful. So I believe that was towards like the story that I was telling. Then it says forged in a fire, something great is made. So I really believe that about life in general. Like, life takes you through different turmoil, and sometimes it's, you know, just to take you through the other side. So something's better waiting for you. It could be to redirect you. And I recently saw a post about that. Like, sometimes things happen to redirect you to what's great, And I believe that, like, there's no way that I believe if it wasn't supposed to happen. Like, how do you meet a person whose birthday is on the same day that your brother passes? Like, that's like a one in a million type of thing. And you are right. Since the day that we've gotten together, almost, you've had to celebrate birthday instead of dwell in death. So certain things I do think come into your life to be a blessing for you. And I feel that way about business too. Like, and certain things that we've had business partners and we've had certain connections, and you kind of sometimes wonder, like, how did that go wrong? Or why is that connection not what it was? And I think sometimes things are sent your way to kind of blow that situation up, or like tear it down, so that something great can happen on the other side, or that you can see, like, hey, I'm actually, like, you know, stronger without this connection. It's just meant to empower you and bring you, you know, like, uplift you rather than actually tear you down.
Hey, I definitely agree. So we talked about those moments, those personal moments. What is something for you, if you don't mind me asking? I know you don't like me asking questions.
God.
I'm asking if it's okay. What was that moment for you business-wise where you're like, man, this moment is devastating to me and I want to change the trajectory. I'm going to get that word out. Or how I move my life in a business space.
Okay, so to answer your question, what felt devastating to me, and you remember, just remember that you asked me this. Don't take yourself off the stage. I can still see you. So remember that you asked me this. So the thing to me that I feel like in business that has really, like, I guess you'll say shook me, is I started a business and it's called Pens Plus More. That business started as a notary business, for those who don't really know about that business. And Kevin had been writing grants already, and we've told the story on the podcast before, and we were like, we're going to encompass the two. So, you know, I'll still do all the notary and everything that is. And then he will do the grant writing, and we'll kind of do the startup for businesses. And then what started with that is I started being almost the voice, or, you know, like the client intake piece of that business, although he was still the grant writer. But Kevin stopped being able to communicate with people. So then if someone was, let's say, not happy with a service or lacked understanding with a service, it became my job to have to interact with them or explain certain things, talk to them, whatever it may be. It became like that situation was all on me. And I felt like it was completely unfair. So how are we running a partnership in a business where you can't handle the, I don't want to say the ups and downs, you just can't handle the down part of business, because with business comes both things. So you can't handle that part, and you only want to be a part of business when it's all roses and it's all, like, amazing. And to me, that was a part that made me feel like I don't want no parts of this. And I do believe that was the beginning of that business kind of, like, phasing out or fading away, because I wasn't happy in the business anymore. It kind of, you know, just kind of tainted that business relationship for me. So that's my answer. I guess we don't have nothing to say to that. So what I'm waiting for right now, just so everyone knows in the audience, and if y'all know me, just know y'all know me, right? Like, it's a countdown, right? Like 1, 2, 3. But Kevin took himself, he took himself off the stage. And when you talk about disaster or you talk about destruction, he can't get himself back on the stage. And baby, when I tell you 1, 2, 3, no, you are not back. Oh, he said I have to bring him back. Well, he shouldn't have taken himself off the stage.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Because, baby, that's your fault.
That is my fault. I said I'm sorry. Listen, man, I wanted the people to have you exclusively so that you can tell your story.
I need all of my support system, my followers and friends to come and support me because I've been trying to change. I have trying to not let, you know, destruction take over my life. But when the devil comes for you, sometimes he comes and I prompt, sometimes I let him use me.
You let the devil use you? Why we gotta let them see? This is a great topic, man. And it's the right time because sometimes things happen in life that's unaccounted for, that's, you know, unplanned, or things happen that's kind of challenging. And, you know, we just gotta roll with the punches sometimes. And I would tell you, like, I be trying my best to always find ways to roll with the punches, even when I become annoyed with stuff. But my wife, boy, she don't give me no empathy. Like I don't get none from her. She gives it to everybody else but me. When she tell you that, baby, like, I got to get all the business in the moment. Like, I'm trying to be great out here in these streets, baby. Let me be great.
Well, anyway, I answered the question that you asked me.
You know what? I would take ownership in some, like, I would tell you that, like that business there, it had a lot of potential. And I would definitely have to say, like, when I guess I inserted myself, or when I was inserted, I wasn't ready for true entrepreneurship and enter into this space and this lifestyle, right? So for me, I was still kind of playing around in the space. I wasn't committed to it the way I needed to be. And we was able to get some quick wins with our business pins. But when those pitfalls started to happen, like, I just wanted to instantly disconnect myself from it because, you know, I guess maybe that's how I deal with trauma. But that's why I got a therapist now that helps me deal with my devastation. So I don't just,
you know what, let me shout out to Donald because he had been saying that you needed to go to therapy. So I want to shout him out really quick. So shout out to Donald for just recommending that for you. We're going to call Donald the therapist.
No, seriously, like, and I would have never considered, like, therapy if I wasn't having these types of conversations with other men, other black men in particular, because, you know, in our community, therapy is looked upon as a form of weakness, right? So the last thing I wanted to be seen as or looked upon as weak. So I definitely got to give shouts out to those people who have.
I think therapy is a form of strength, so I guess it's, you know, all in the eye of the beholder.
True, but for me, I'm now seeing the power of it, and I'm changing that devastation that I used to see within therapy, like, as a sign of weakness, as now as a sign of strength, because now I can have better conversations not only with my wife, but others around me. I can kind of embrace a little bit more of that of my inner self, even though my wife likes to say I be in my feelings all the time. But I don't know.
I do like, feel like you be in your feelings all the time. I'm not going to lie on that.
I'm trying to understand my feelings. I don't know what that dog barking at, but he don't like what's going on.
So this comment says, are we sometimes the reason for the destructions in our business? Does the destruction come from not properly structuring? And I agree with that almost 100%, honestly, because sometimes we are the destruction in our business. Like, when you start a business, I don't think you realize what goes into a business. I know we didn't. So you come up with an idea most of the time. You're like, I have this idea and then you just want to start running with it. And I think about Derek Harper in that, you know, done is better than perfect type mindset. So you just start running, but then you have to think, wait a minute, there's certain things I need in play. I have to create the LLC. I need the EIN. I got to have this business bank account. And you start learning those things along the way. So of course, you've now started the business. You've probably started taking on clients or whatever your business is. You started creating some motion without actually creating structure first. So does that come with some type of destruction? I think 100% it does. But sometimes that comes with education that you can't always get, because you can prepare yourself sometimes as much as possible. But are you truly prepared without starting to see what it looks like?
Is definitely a great example of that crap, because we started it. I had enough background and stuff in grant writing, but when, you know, we was moving through that process and trying to understand business, it was like a whole new dynamic, a whole new thought process. Like, man, how do I now take what I've been doing for fun that I know I can do well and transform it into a business and be confident in the product that I'm producing? And that has been one of the biggest challenges in business that I continue to struggle with. Like, because there's certain things I know I'm good at. I can do very well. And I know people can need that help and that service. But it's like, if the results don't always produce what I want them to produce or how I assume it's produced, I think I hold myself a lot harder. I take it a lot harder than if I just, you know, would have just embraced the losses better and learned from them and started to move on and get better. Sometimes I hold on to the losses too much. That's another devastating thing with me in business. Like, I think I hold on to the losses for too long. I take too long to learn from the loss. That's what I'm going to say. I take too long to learn from
the loss. Taking too long, because you have to in business. You have to take the L fast, almost like you got to fail quickly, get back up, and then like keep moving. Because if you live in that loss for so long, then you can't grow from it. You just kind of fester there, and then you're almost like afraid to restart. So you definitely have to take that loss fast, get back up, and then like push forward. Like today I was talking to a friend, which is just kind of crazy. Like, they were telling me, like, one of our podcasts kind of like struck a conversation with someone, and they felt like we were like coming for them, basically. And I'm like, oh, I had no earthly idea I was coming for somebody, because like that person isn't on my radar. Like I was saying, in my business, which our podcast, we operate as a business, we don't have time to sit and think like who we're coming for, because in business, you have to think about so many other aspects. You know, are you getting views? Is the topic trending? Is someone going to be interested? You know, like there's just a lot of thought that goes behind everything. And that's like when you're posting on social media, when your podcast is also, you know, a business. So, and that's how we try to operate this. But it's really kind of funny when I hear that person say like, hey, you know, people feel a certain type of way. One, podcasts are supposed to do that. But two, that people like literally feel a certain type of way behind like the business that you create, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you affect people in ways that you wouldn't even think you do. And I think that happens almost in all business. Like, just because you're doing whatever you're doing, someone else is affected by it because you're doing it, if that makes sense.
It does. I always find myself kind of like shocked by some of the results sometimes when it comes to that. Like, I be thinking to myself, like, man, you know, when we in this space, like, sometimes not intentionally trying to create certain energies or things, but because of certain conversations that we're having amongst ourselves, but we are putting ourselves in certain spaces, that it can create different feelings in everybody, just depending upon how they came up or how they see us or perceive what we're doing but not doing. So I'm definitely trying to become better with just being more intentional about what we put out there, how we put out there. I definitely want to challenge everyone's thinking, because if I feel like if we challenge each other's understanding and thinking, we become better and we grow. That's the only way we've been able to grow and get better with all this stuff.
I guess I'm on the other side of the spectrum. So that's why, like, if you say you're trying to be more mindful about what the content we're trying to put out there, it almost makes me think that we're putting the right content out there, because if we're having stories about our entrepreneur journey, and the purpose of our podcast is two bosses, real life, real raw, then that's exactly what it is. Like, these are our experiences that we talk about through entrepreneurship, and we do bring people to the boss table to, you know, be able to talk about their experiences, whatever that may be. But through your experience, if that affects someone some type of way, then to me that almost says, I guess we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? Like, everybody isn't going to have a great experience, or everyone isn't going to feel like emotionally connected to what your experience is. People won't always love what it is you do, I guess I'm saying. And they won't always love you. Like, people may see this podcast and be like, oh, I can't stand them. Like, you know, from whatever it is we said, like, they just aren't for me, and that's okay.
I don't know. I like to be liked by everybody.
You do like to be liked by everybody. And that's why I said, I feel like we're on two very opposite ends of the spectrum in that way. That was the whole reason why in the other business, you couldn't deliver any like bad news, because you wanted to be liked by everybody. But here we are telling people, hey, I can write a grant for $500 million for your business, and they haven't even set up an LLC or like going out to do anything for their business. And I'm like, that just isn't factual. And when you rethink about things and you say, you know what, the best thing that you can do for somebody in their business is live in that truth. So if I have to say, I understand that you're just getting started. This is what just getting started looks like. You're years away from what you're asking me for right now.
Yeah. Man, but I believe in people. I want people to get there sooner.
So, like, I mean, and that's part of the destruction in business. That's also like personal destruction, though. So when you think about that, like, if you need everybody to like you, so you have to say like praising statements, or you have to have like feel good moments with everyone, like, that isn't where the truth lies. Like, the best thing that I feel like a friend could be to me, or I could be to a friend, is fully transparent. Like, girl, what you got on looks a mess. Like, if you're my friend, then just say that. Don't live in that space of, you know what, girl, put that shit on. No, don't put that on. Like, tell me what it is. And if you can't be that person, like, that's almost like, is this friendship for real? You know what I mean? Like, let's live in the truth. Like, do we need to blow this friendship up, or like deconstruct it, because we're just two individuals faking what this looks like? And it feels like to me, like, someone who has to like always be liked or always live in like a happy place, is that really your truth?
I don't know, but social media dictates that we're supposed to be living in happy and...
No, social media says that we show things that, like, social media is social. So what you get is people's highlight reels on social media. That's not the real facts of that person. And I don't know what happened to Kevin, but looking at the side of his face, and I don't know if y'all see what I see, but I just, I'm looking at the Facebook Live view, and it's just the side of a face. But social media to me is really just a highlight reel where everyone's putting their best face forward and no one's really being their authentic self. And you have to realize that. I think sometimes we get lost in that. Everybody's business is doing great on social media. Everybody's winning on social media. And that's not typically what life is. Oh, you're back.
Thank God. Like, I've been trying to get a good signal. Maybe I got it now. Hopefully I got it now.
Well, I know that, like, you are traveling to be a guest on a podcast. What I'm going to tell you, though, is you can never agree to be on anyone's podcast on a Wednesday, because you don't know how to work that out. Like, you are literally blowing your own business to make it to someone else's.
And that is very devastating.
Yes, it is. Let me just go ahead and tag that podcast so that they understand that I said that you
I'm messing up my own business because I'm trying to help another business. So,
and I don't necessarily know if it's that it's help, but you're agreeing to be a part of another business while literally deconstructing your own. Like, you already have sound quality issues, sir.
I got it. So here's the thing about life, right? Whenever you think you got it figured out, it always hits you for a curveball. Everything that I had planned to do to make sure that I could be successful with this endeavor went completely crap the night before. And the whole day just started
out. Was busy watching a debate? You couldn't do what you needed to do?
This ain't... What else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going. It's not about you personally. It's about the... Go ahead.
No, it's about me personally. But, no, it was just... I came home, like, I couldn't really rest. And I just couldn't get my bearings in. I'm focused on, you know, outside things. And once I finally was able to kind of rest and lay down, like, the whole day was just starting to slip away from me then. Stuff going throughout the course of the day. It was like, man, you know, do I tap out? And I think that's the one biggest thing about anything in business. It's like, man, sometimes when things start falling apart, it's like, man, sometimes it feels easier just to tap out. Like, man, let me just tap out versus just get it done. And I go back to the Derek Harper philosophy. Sometimes done is better than perfect. But I know when I'm dealing with my wife, she ain't trying to hit that stuff when it comes to me. It's like, no, I want it a certain way. It needs to look this way. It needs to look this perfect way. And I don't care about that other crap. But you are right. I can't put myself or my business or my brand in a position where it causes it to look a different way while trying to do something else. So I definitely, if I pull this off again another way, I have to reevaluate how that looks. But thanks for the call out. I'm doing better. I think I'm now in a good spot.
I actually want to take a chance to call you out on something else.
It's okay, let's get it going. I think I'm in a good spot now. Let's go.
Yeah, so what I want to say is, like, sometimes you have to take ownership of our actions. And the biggest thing in business is that we don't take accountability for our part we play in certain things. So, like, I listened to your story and you said, you know, I came home yesterday, things weren't really working out the way they were supposed to, and I could have tapped out. But what I want you to do is take a step back, and I want you to take that accountability that you need to take in that. Because when you came home yesterday, there was some dinner that was already here, and you said, hey, I'm gonna prep dinner for tomorrow night because I had this podcast I'm gonna be on. Great plan, wonderful plan. There was a presidential election that came on, I'm sorry, a presidential debate that came on last night, and then we decided to watch Ghost, Power, whatever you want to call it, and we watched that, then we watched the debate. And I said, well, are you going to get up and do what you said you was going to do? And you said, yes. So however long you stay glued to listening to people in Ohio eating cats and dogs or whatever it may be, you decided to do that. So if you decide to do that, then you have to take ownership of this is where I gave my time. So you could have decided to do that very differently so that you were setting yourself up for success. But your decision was, I needed to stay glued to watch this unfold. And that's what left you pushed back or whatever. But the point of what I'm saying is, I saw the events unfold. It's good when you say it, like it sounds all crazy, you know, like, yeah, certain things happened and the universe came and intersected, but I pushed through and, you know, I prevailed and, you know, I still got some things done. And sir, I just want you to say, you know, on the podcast, I was watching TV and didn't do what I needed to do.
On the podcast, I allowed the time to get away from me, and I did manage it correctly, which caused my own downfalls, which are still playing out to this moment. And I may not be able to catch up until after the events of today have concluded.
Right. So you were the cause of your own destruction.
I was the cause of, I inadvertently, I caused my own destruction.
Now, how does that feel? You, like, we were able to have a moment where you were able to take accountability for your actions, because I think that's the biggest thing in business. Like, sometimes we want it to always be someone else's fault. Well, you got to take a second and say, you know what? I don't think I advertised correctly for that. I don't think that I did this correctly, or I could have done this. I could have, you know, been more communicative with that client. Whatever it may be, a lot of times we don't look within, and we tend to blame people outward about certain things, or the universe of things that are happening to us. Instead, it can all, you know, we could be the cause of our own destruction. And I think one of the comments earlier actually asked, are we the cause of that destruction? And I think a lot of times we are.
We are. And I'll say through gaining a better understanding of myself, business, and things of that nature, I'm now in a position where I can now recognize when I'm causing these issues and still fight through them, even when I cause them upon myself. But understanding, man, the job still has to get done. Before, what would happen is I self-destructed or caused an issue, and then I'll say, well, it is what it is. Ain't no point of doing the job. Now it's, okay, I recognize the issue's been caused. Instead of living in that space of devastation, understanding I still got to find a way to push through. If I would do it for anybody in their 9-to-5 job, then I need to be able to do it for my own brand and my own businesses. Keep finding ways to push through. It ain't going to always be pretty. It ain't going to always be fun. It ain't going to always be good. But always keep finding ways to push through. And I'm going to keep living in that space until I perfect it as much as I can. Will it ever be perfect? No. But I'm going to keep pushing for that perfection. And it's going to get to a point where these things become minimal. It's like, man, damn, it don't even happen as much that often, because now I've trained myself, I conditioned myself to now operate in a better space. So I'm minimizing the devastation that happens around me when I do it to myself. I still do it from time to time, but I'm getting better. Are you working towards your better? Because you love to point out my devastations, like, you devastating this stuff. You. Do you realize sometimes your mouth can be devastating to the growth of my development, and you don't care? You just want to keep devastating me. You're supposed to be my damn rock.
I am your rock. Sometimes I throw these rocks at your ass too.
Damn it, that's going to be a sound bite.
But yes, I do recognize a lot of times when I am causing destruction, and when I have caused my own destruction. And I'm not going to say that I always recognize it in the moment, but sometimes I'm able to play things back. And the one thing that I can say as I get older, I try to do, because I'm not, you know, by any means perfect, is I try to correct the wrongs that I've done. So if there was something that, like, seems like that could have been a misunderstanding, or I didn't mean it that way, or you know, things could be better, and that came from, like, my part, then I do try to make sure that I can correct that and address that. Like, I've had certain situations, like, even it makes me think of the podcast I was on before, the My Own Business podcast. I know one of the young ladies was, like, upset about a comment I had made, but I even told you, I said, you know what? I went back and I watched that podcast, and damn, I really should not have said that. And we could have addressed, like, had that conversation had differently, then she would have been able to hear, you know, me saying that. But the point is, that comes with growth, and you saying, like, hey, you know what, I know I can be the cause of some destruction, and, you know, going back and being able to fix those things when you know that you could have done better.
See,
look at all my growth. You don't even know what to say.
Look at your growth. I'm so proud of you. We gonna see if it's bullshit or not, but I'm proud of you, at least in that moment.
How would you see that?
We're going to see how you continue to move forward, because, like, that took a long time to grow from that. Like, in that moment.
It didn't take a long time at all. I'm just talking to you about it.
You ain't talking to me about it, and it took a long time for you to grow.
I'm just talking to the podcast. I talked to you about it very, like, right after it happened, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right. And you didn't see it until I said, man, let me tell you what you did. It was just like, it was like a hurricane walking, like being able to turn around and look at the destruction. Like, damn, I did all that, huh? Like, yeah, you knocked down all that stuff. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
No, okay. That's not true. That's not true, since you want to debate like small details of a situation. In the situation, I said, ooh, that did get a little like iffy right there. But then I listened to it and I'm like, this was the moment. So that's not true. And I can't let you take away from my growth. But what I'm saying to you is, it's important to recognize when you don't do something correctly in business. Matter of fact, it's important to recognize that in personal relationships as well. And to have emotional awareness. Just be aware of yourself so that way you don't cause destruction inadvertently to your business or your personal relationships.
Gotcha. So.
So I know that we're about to wrap this up. Kevin's about to appear on Chat with China. So congratulations for earning your seat on a couch with Chat with China. So y'all tune in and check him out there. Some of these conversations that we're having, like basically about destruction and like what has torn you down in your business to build you back up, or what success can look like after having to rebuild something. We talk about these things on the Boss Fest podcast, but we show you in the Boss Fest event how to rebuild your business or how to build your business up. We help entrepreneurs connect to their next mentor or their next business coach. And I'll let Kevin tell y'all on the next podcast what the difference is between the two. But the point is, this year's event focuses on business owners, influencers, content creators, just being able to create content that attracts people to your business and helps you level up. In 2024, as we go into fourth quarter and start of 2025, we just want to help everyone win. And we're learning ourselves and we're hoping to help you, and let's do this journey together. Boss Fest tickets are on sale. You can catch them at www.boss-fest.com, and we're hoping to see you in the room.
Listen, thank y'all for tuning again to another episode of the Boss Fest podcast, where we're giving y'all the real, the ugly, and sometimes too much. But thank y'all for taking this journey with us. Hope to see you in the Boss Fest room, where we can network and grow our brands and continue to get great together and work through our devastations. We out of this thing. Peace.